A very good morning to you and a warm welcome to the World News on Inspiration 105.9 FM. My name is Wana George.
And I am Dianime Uko. Welcome to the news. In the highlights, Akwa Ibom government partners to distribute 3.7 million insecticide-treated nets to monitor household usage. NNPP governorship candidate John Udayedere promises to create 31,000 millionaires if elected governor of Akwa Ibom state.
In business, President Buhari to unveil redesigned Naira note today. And on the foreign scene, Morocco bus crashes leave at 11 dead. In sport, Cristiano Ronaldo to leave Manchester United with immediate effect. Details in a moment. Thank you once again for joining us on our World News at this time. Now we'll bring you the news in detail. In the news this morning, as part of activities to reduce the burden of malaria in the state, Akwa Ibom State Government, through the State Ministry of Health, in collaboration with implementing partners, will be distributing about 3.7 million insecticide-treated nets to people of the state. The 2022 net campaign season, which will be flagged up on the 16th of December, follows a series of successive net campaigns from 2010 to 2018 and milestones recorded in malaria decline following adherence to the net rules. The National Demographic Health Survey in 2018 revealed that malaria prevalence in children in Akwa Ibom State reduced to 23.2%, with timely net campaigns being one of the key actors to the significant decline. Speaking at the media parley, project coordinator of the National Malaria Elimination Program, Emmanuel Obi, applauded the state government for their consistency in the net campaigns over the years.
Since the year 2009, we have distributed over 245 million nets. And as we speak, Kano State have just concluded their own. Kano has 44 LGAs. And Kano seems to be the next in terms of size and population. 31 LGAs. And I tell you, it is not a small task. We have seen the level of effort put in by the state government and partners to ensure that it is successful. And Akwa Ibom State has done campaigns consistently since the inception of IGN mass campaign on the reduction of the prevalence of malaria.
Representing the Commissioner for Health, the Executive Secretary, State Primary Healthcare Development Agency, Dr. Eno Atta, maintained that the decline in the malaria burden strengthens the possibility of a malaria-free state. She urged citizens to not relent based on the current achievement, but forge on to actualize the desired goal.
The prevalence of malaria has seen a decline in the last few years, but we don't want to rest on that. We want to continue full steam ahead. We're going to have a state flag off on the 16th of December. From then on, we'll go around distributing the treated nets. This time around, it's not just going to people's houses and handing out, you know, two or three nets by household. So we're going to make sure that the households that are visited are properly identified and captured. And we're looking forward to getting good results for monitoring from this technology.
Akwa Ibom citizens were advised to be receptive to the net officials who will begin a household mobilization exercise to register and give the free net card from 2nd to 8th December 2022.